Electric vehicles are the future, but a new study from the Grattan Institute has put forward a plan that could bring forward the future much sooner than you think. The proposal looks to halt the sale of all non-electric vehicles by 2035 and to implement ceiling emissions on all new car sales by 2024, which aims to lower the amount of carbon emitted per kilometre. But is this ambitious plan possible? Jack Kelly has more.
Australia's newfound commitment to make the 2050 net zero target may have become more achievable. A new study from the Grattan Institute proposes a roadmap that the federal government can follow to phase out all sales of new non-electric vehicles by 2035. Author of the article, Lachlan Fox, explains the steps to make this possible.
Yeah, so there's a few things that we look at in the report that we think governments could act on quite quickly to reduce the emissions from vehicles. And one of these is an emissions ceiling, or sometimes it's been called an emissions standard. And so basically what this does is it looks at the average vehicle's emissions that a manufacturer sells. And so what an emissions ceiling does is it says, okay, each year the manufacturers are going to be given a target for the average emissions of each vehicle they sell. And so across the board, they've just got that target, which will decrease over time. And so it means that, say, if the target in a few years' time is 140 grams per kilometre instead of 180 grams, the manufacturers have to find ways to sell either more efficient vehicles or to change the type of vehicles they sell to bring that average down.
And phasing out all these vehicles starting from 2024, it may actually put a lot of pressure on car dealerships because you're basically giving them about 11 years to design a new range of models and sell them to the public. Do you reckon this could affect them negatively?
So I think with new dealerships, it might be slightly challenging in the short term for them to really ramp up their production of EVs that come over to Australia. But when we look internationally, I suppose, Australia is behind a lot of other countries. And what we're proposing to sort of start in 2024 is nothing new and is more just catching us up to the rest of the world. So at the moment, I think we're so far behind that by putting this in, we're not really trying to push manufacturers or dealerships too hard in changing what they do. It's more just bringing Australia up to speed with the rest of the world. So I think once there's an incentive for manufacturers to sell more EVs, then we think the dealerships should actually be able to respond quite quickly and manufacturers should be able to make some of those more efficient or electric models that are available overseas available to Australians as well.
But some of the biggest worries concerning cost and charging lie with the consumer. Lachlan says the expensive cost of EVs should level out after they're more common in the market. However, he acknowledged the charging aspects may be a bit more complicated.
The other side of it, on the charging infrastructure, I think it is tricky at the moment because there aren't quite as many public available charging points for people. So they don't see charging available quite as much. But really, when you look at the numbers, most people probably won't have to rely on publicly available charging too much in their day-to-day life. I mean, I think the numbers are about 80% of households that have a car, have two cars. And so in switching to EVs, they'll probably be able to have one car, such as an EV, first, which they use for shorter trips and going to work and those sorts of journeys. And then they could still retain a second petrol vehicle, at least for sort of up until 2050 and that sort of thing, for longer trips where they might need that extended range. So the vast majority of people should actually find charging an EV at home quite easy, and then the publicly available network and work charging and other things will probably help top that up.
But not everyone is convinced of Australia's readiness. Warren Snowden, electorate of Lingiari, Northern Territory, believes that although electric vehicles are the future, Australia is just not there yet.
The technology will develop, but at the moment, can you imagine? It's not going to happen. It can be used locally. No doubt people will use electric cars in and around Alice Springs, and good on them. But I can't imagine who'll be driving an electric car from Alice Springs to Kakarajara or Docker River, you know, which is 7 or 8 hours drive out of Alice. That ain't going to happen. So it's going to be a while before electric vehicles are going to be impacting upon remote parts of the country. But over time, they will, I'm certain.
But just how eco-friendly are electric vehicles if 3/4 of Australia's electricity is generated from coal? Lachlan explains how this influx of EVs will affect emissions.
Yeah, so EVs definitely aren't perfect. And at the moment, I think Victoria in particular is one state where the grid The electricity grid is a bit dirtier, but most of the studies that have looked at this and also looked at the manufacturing emissions from EVs still sort of conclude that in the long run, EVs will be a lot cleaner than combustion engines. And even in all states across Australia, buying an EV today, no matter how you charge it really, if it's charged from the electricity grid or from solar PV at home, it does end up coming out greener than a combustion engine. And this is even after the emissions required for making the vehicle are taken into consideration as well. So over time, all the electricity grids around Australia are greening up. So while it's definitely something to keep in mind that EVs aren't perfect, I think this argument can sometimes be overstated, and there definitely are benefits to switching to EVs, particularly in the long run.
Lachlan Fox, author of The Grattan Car Plan, speaking there with Jack Kelly.